do today is a discussion around an exercise around values clarification. And the principle here is that your values are who you are at your core, what you stand for. I often say that if you were on a desert island, this is what you would believe. I have a strong value around community. If I were on a desert island, I would organize fish or shells or some way to feel connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're different from our beliefs because our beliefs change over time, but our values are sort of a fundamental part of what we stand for or the fabric of who we are as a person.
Uh-huh.
And part of what happens is that we operate on our values routinely, but we don't tend to be conscious of them. And so
mm-hmm.
when we can become conscious of them and bring our awareness to them, they become a really fabulous foundation for decision making. So this is an exercise. This is a process of bringing your values to consciousness. And what we're going to do here is identify your lead values, your lead, you know, maybe 10 or 12, 8, 10 or 12 values that are really dominant for you. You have thousands of values. So we're not going to identify all of them, but we're going to try to sort of find the lead groupings, if you will. And a couple of things to know about values before we go. One is that our values are always in conflict with each other.
Hmm.
You can't really honor one without in some way stepping on another. You know, you may have health values that you're stepping on Saturday night and play values that you're stepping on Sunday morning, right, when you get up to go exercise or something
sure.
like that, right?
Okay.
So they're always going to be in conflict with each other, and that's part of the value of raising awareness to them so that we can be making a deliberate choice around which particular value or values we want to be honoring at a particular time, rather than feeling like we have to honor all of them at all times and then feeling guilty or frustrated when we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Making sense so far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So values are in conflict with each other. We have lots of them, so we're only hitting the highlights of them. Sometimes we have something called a bully value. And that's a value that would have us believe that it's more important than all your other values. And the bully values tend to really damage relationships because we default to them and we forget to take advantage of and honor the other values. And so they damage relationships with other people and they often damage relationships with ourselves.
Hmm.
So, for example, classic example is the mother of a 17-year-old teenage boy with ADD who has a really strong value around order and beauty
mm-hmm.
and a teenage son who sort of leaves a wake of chaos wherever he goes. So she also has a value around love and connection and relationship and all of these other values that would foster a good relationship with her son. But when that value around order or maybe a value around beauty becomes dominant and a bully, it interferes with those other values that enable her to connect with him.
Hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Interesting. Yeah.
So it's just something to be aware of. Most of us have them, and we think they're really, really important, and they are. But they're not necessarily more important than everything else. And so we have to consciously recognize when it's time to back off on that bully value to give the other values a chance.
Okay.
And that ties into another piece, which is that, again, we have the values are who we are over a lifetime, right? They're not beliefs. Beliefs change as we grow and develop and learn.
Mm-hmm.
Values are sort of static. But our priorities around how we're going to recognize them or honor them is going to change over your life. You know, what you're prioritizing, the values that you really pursued in your early 20s are going to be very different from the values you're really honoring in your 40s when you're raising kids.
That makes sense.
So we want to be conscious of that because often what happens after we've been raising kids for a while is it's time to look at the values and ask ourselves, am I out of sync with my priorities? Is it time to reshift or reorder my priorities? Because often, particularly, moms tend to lose touch with ourselves. We've given ourselves away for so long, or we've lost touch with the importance of the relationship that we want to sort of reevaluate what the priorities are at this stage.
Okay.
So I think that's any questions that come up. Those are sort of the, hitting the highlights about values.
No, so far, so good. I mean, I don't know if either during this call or after this call, I'll be interested in the making the connection, you know, if I'm operating under this value in this situation, then what? You know, then...
Well, and that's the, is this the value I want to be honoring, or am I missing something else, is often the question that we'll be looking at. Or sometimes we'll be asking, what value, so you've made that decision, you acted that way, what value were you trying to honor? And what else is important that isn't being recognized there?
Okay.
And sometimes, and you've probably done some work, you've heard about the whole concept of a gremlin or a saboteur. So my belief is that gremlins or saboteurs are really defenders of your values, and sometimes they are misguided or outdated. So they're, or maybe they're defending a bully value and missing out on other pieces.
Interesting. Okay.
So, so you know, it gives us a language for a richer conversation to really explore and examine the perspectives that you're taking on different actions that you're doing in your life, and to begin to invite consciousness around those actions based on what's really most important to you.
Okay.
And then the other work that we'll do when we do this with couples, we'll have each member of a couple do their individual values, and then we have an exercise we do where we map them on top of each other.
Gotcha.
So you can see where your values are in alignment with each other and where your values are out of sync with each other. And
so
I don't mean out
like
of sync.
It looks like the Middle East, then we're out of luck.
Right.
Right.
Well, but you know what's really interesting that I found in doing this work is if you begin to see, generally what happens is that you have, you know, half of your values are really in line with each other, and then the other half are very different from each other. And the things that he values most tend to be things that drive you crazy, and vice versa. But when you begin to see that he's doing that because those are values of his, your patience around it shifts. Your ability to sort of be with the things about him that drive him, that drive you crazy, actually improves.
As you begin, as you were saying,
see a different motivation for that behavior.
Right. Okay.
It's really cool.